Some Things to Do in Lockdown by Jonathan Davis. Well friends, it's been a little while since I've written. Dad passing away, sorting his affairs, loss of old job, moving to new job, very busy. One thing to come out of it all is a new perspective on life and what really matters. That's why I've appeared fairly chilled in the comments no one reads over current events. The coronavirus, officially dubbed COVID-19, known as Kung Flu by rest of us, has seemingly come out of nowhere and blindsided us. It even managed to knock Meghan and Harry, the Labour leadership contest, Greta and climate change off the news and mainstream media. Powerful indeed. It seems we're all headed for a lengthy spell in lockdown. Access to going outside may be limited. TV is shit and you can only stand so much of your relatives. There are only so many cans of Stella you can get through. All news broadcasts will be about the virus. You've rewatched every episode of Dad's Army. You've redecorated the spare room twice and even cleaned behind the fridge. So what to do? I for one will be reading a lot. In between working really, really hard, of course. I thought I would come up with some recommendations. With the power of the internet, you can download most if not all of them on phone, tablet, PC or e-reader in some shape or form. I mainly read sci-fi, fantasy and factual history, so they make up the bulk of the list. Some are standalone, some are part of a series. I've tried to go a bit different and outside the norm from the books most people have already read. I include a very brief synopsis. A Canticle for Poets, Walter M. Miller Jr. Monks help rebuild a post-apocalyptic world by preserving science. Prince of Thorns, Broken Empire Book 1, Mark Lawrence. Prince Jorg cuts a bloody swathe through post-apocalyptic Europe. Heroes Die, The Acts of Cain series, by Matthew Stover. Clever mix of sci-fi and fantasy. Fast-paced and action-packed. Earth movie star becomes trapped on another planet. The Three-Body Problem, 6 Nlu. Intelligent and SJW-free sci-fi. Humanity faces extinction. Chinese bloke to the rescue. The Vagrant, Peter Newman. Written completely in the present tense, this is very different and very good. A nameless wanderer who never speaks travels a future wasteland kicking ass. Plus there is a goat. A Man Disrupted, Vox Dei. Old-fashioned sci-fi. Racist policeman cracks crime on a planet full of alien immigrants. Uneasy read. The Way of Kings, Stormlight Archive series, Brandon Sanderson. Epic fantasy from a master craftsman. One of the best fantasy books I have ever read. Rhetoric, Aristotle. Aristotle shows how to argue like a boss. The History of the Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, Edward Gibbon. Old but still good. A classic. Gridlinked, Agent Cormac series, Neil Asher. Autistic super warrior fights men and machines across the stars. Plus there's a killer android. Terms of Enlistment, Frontlines series, Marcos Clouse. Top military sci-fi featuring alien invasion. United States of Japan, Peter Tyrias. Written as a sequel to The Man in the High Castle by Philip K. Dick. Video games and giant fighting robots in a future where Japan and Germany won World War II. These are just a few. I know people will have loads of other suggestions. Feel free to mention them in the comments that no one reads. Take care, everyone. Copyright Jonathan Davis 2020.